This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The United States will share the results of a new deep dive by its top intelligence agencies into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has killed millions of people across the globe. Before boarding Air Force One for a visit to Cleveland, Ohio, Thursday, President Joe Biden told reporters he would make the findings of the 90-day review public unless there's something I'm unaware of. Biden ordered the fresh review Thursday amid growing speculation that COVID-19 might have leaked from a Chinese laboratory, with the White House promising to make additional resources available, including from the country's national labs. China hit back at Biden's move Thursday, accusing the United States of playing politics and avoiding its own responsibility in calling for a renewed investigation into the origins of the pandemic that emerged in China in late 2019. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has rejected claims by his former chief aide that he botched Britain's coronavirus response and is unfit for office. AP's Karen Chalmers reports.
In a testimony to lawmakers, Dominic Cummings claimed that thousands had died as a result of the UK government's incompetence at the beginning of the outbreak. The former top adviser to the Prime Minister said the government's response was slow and chaotic, and Johnson failed to learn from his mistakes. Johnson brushed aside the criticism.
Some of the commentary I've heard doesn't bear any relation to reality.
The Prime Minister went on to say that the government and himself were put in a very pressurised situation at the outbreak of the pandemic.
This has been an incredibly difficult series of decisions, none of which we've taken lightly.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 up, but the NASDAQ off slightly. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top UN human rights body on Thursday passed a resolution aimed to intensify scrutiny of Israel's treatment of Palestinians after the UN human rights chief said Israeli forces may have committed war crimes and faulted the militant group Hamas for violations of international law in their 11-day war this month. The 24-9 vote, with 14 abstentions, capped a special Human Rights Council session on the rights situation faced by Palestinians. The resolution, which Israel denounced, calls for the creation of a permanent commission of inquiry, the most potent tool at the Council's disposal, to monitor and report on rights violations in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. Tens of thousands of people fled the city of Goma in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Thursday, fearing another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which spewed lava near the city last week. Traffic was jammed and pedestrians streamed through the streets, desperate to escape the impending danger. The military governor of Congo's North Kivu province announced early Thursday that a new eruption could occur at any moment. He ordered the evacuation of 10 of the 18 neighborhoods in the city of 2 million people. Mount Nyiragongo, one of the world's most active volcanoes, spewed torrents of lava into villages on the outskirts of Goma Saturday, destroying more than 500 homes and killing more than 32 people. The volcano's last eruption was in 2002 and left hundreds dead. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped last week to 406,000, a new pandemic low, and more evidence the job market is strengthening as the virus wanes and the economy further reopens. Thursday's report from the Labor Department showed that applications declined 38,000. The number of weekly applications for jobless aid, a rough measure of the pace of layoffs, has fallen by more than half since January. The decline in applications reflects a swift rebound in economic growth. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Thursday that people in his state will be eligible for $116.5 million in prize money for getting coronavirus shots. The state's reopening is set for June 15th, and on that day, a drawing will be held to award 10 vaccinated people the top prize of $1.5 million. About 63% of the 34 million eligible have gotten shots, though the pace has slowed markedly in recent weeks as infection rates have plummeted to record lows. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.